The world financial system is crumbling. A message from Daniel, the 3rd of October 2008. At this moment, many people are very confused and still believe that human efforts, the government, financial bodies, etc., can prevent the collapse of the entire financial system of the world. But all the efforts will not help, and soon money will be worthless, and the world will be facing a terrible calamity. The golden calf, the culture of Edom, the decadent materialism of America and the other Western countries has been terribly wounded and is on the verge of death. Just as we said years ago, the banks are going to fall and money will be worth no more than tissue paper. Some people think they will be able to save themselves financially by buying gold. But you can't eat gold. We are approaching a time where there will not be sufficient resources for people to live on, and the only source of livelihood will be the only source we ever really had, the one who continuously supplies our needs from the day we are born until the day we die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God. Only from Him, as it says in Psalms 145, the eyes of all look to you with hope, and you give them their food in its proper time. Our livelihood does not come from our jobs, nor does it come from Social Security or any other such sources, only from Hashem, God. He gives bread to every living thing, as it says in Psalms 136. And as for food, Hashem will supply for us just as He did in the desert when we left Egypt, the manna, as it says in Numbers 16. Just as He always does, Psalms 145, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The problem is that we usually do not recognize this fact. The Jews left Egypt with a lot of gold, but how did that help them in the wilderness? True, they used it to build the Mishkan, but they certainly could not eat or drink it. They were very rich when they left Egypt, but they had no food. Hashem provided them with food, drink, and a place to sleep, and protected them with the clouds of glory. This will be the case now, as well for those who are worthy to survive, so says Rashi on Ketubos 112b. After the first selection, only a tenth of Am Yisrael will remain, as the prophet said, and a tenth of it, Yeshayahu 6. People can store extra food in their homes now, but eventually that too will run out. At that stage, we will all be left with only one choice to make. Either we completely put our trust in Hashem, or we don't. If we don't, the end will be very bitter, because only those who trust Him completely will be saved, Be'ezras Hashem. This will finally complete the tikkun, rectification of the sin of the golden calf. The main purpose for giving the Jewish people the Torah is so that they will learn to place their trust in Hashem, says the Gro on Mishlei 22:19. Hashem does not want to do this all at once, to take away the laws of nature, which hide His divine providence, without first preparing us for this, because most people would die from utter shock, heaven forbid. When we have only the last drop of water and the last crumb of food, along with our children, etc., this is the most difficult Nisoyan test of faith. Hashem knows that the people are not capable of making such a great change all at once, to put their entire betochen faith in Him. Therefore, He is bringing us gradually into the days of Mashiach, Messiah, into the Olam Haba. This is the reason Hashem is nullifying the Gashmias, materialism, step by step, until we will achieve complete and total faith in Him. And on that day, Hashem will stand alone, and the other gods will completely disappear, Yeshayahu 2. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now preparing the whole world for the days of Mashiach, and that is why He is destroying the Sheker, the falsehood of this world, step by step. At present, this process has become more rapid. The world must come to understand that the Sheker does not really exist, and it's all just an illusion. And the essence of all that success that he promises Israel is to clarify the omnipotence of God before the eyes of all. This is mentioned countless times in the books of our prophets. And Hashem shall stand alone on that day, Yeshayahu 2. And Hashem will be king of all the world. On that day Hashem will be known as one and his name one, Zechariah 14, etc. And this is what we testify to every single day. Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. Das Tefonos 34. We created a world of Sheker in order to satisfy our lusts and to fulfill our desires. On that day man will discard his idols of silver and his idols of gold that he created for himself to worship, Yeshayahu 2. But usually the things we want have no relevance to the MS, truth. However, if the death of the golden calf and the nullification of Gashmis take place too quickly, even those worthy of being saved could get such a shock that it would break them. And that is not what Hashem wants to do. Hashem wants to save us. Most of the world will not be saved, particularly the Goyim. Most of the world will perish, and throughout the world, two-thirds will perish and a third will remain, Zechariah 13. But the Jews, each one is a precious gem for Hashem. Each one is like an only child in Hashem's eyes. And why does the entire financial system have to crumble? Because it is a giant lie built by a group of people throughout the world whose whole desire is money, power, influence and pride. And these people have dragged the whole world down with them into the Sheker. The situation of the world today is that most people have built their lives around this Sheker. The golden calf of today is the same golden calf the Jews made in the wilderness. The pending destruction of this decadent materialism is the final tikkun of that sin. Dear Jews, listen carefully to my words. It is true what I said before, that Hashem is bringing us into the days of Mashiach gradually, so that we won't get a terrible shock. However, we have arrived already at the final stages, and the end will suddenly be upon us. Hashem has already warned us in many ways, year after year, that we must return to Him and to His Torah, and thus be saved. However, most of the Jews still want to go on living a life of lies, and don't want to know about or recognize Hashem's warnings. Therefore, I am telling you the end is very near. At the time Edom is destroyed, Israel will be redeemed, Radak on Yeshayahu 63:1, as well as the Malbin on Yeheskel 35:2, and nothing can prevent it. Nothing will help us except returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. However, this does not mean returning to the Haredi Orthodox version of serving the golden calf. It means coming to a level of complete faith and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and having no faith at all in Olam HaZeh, the materialistic world. I also want to emphasize the fact that we are facing a terrible war, Gog and Magog, and that is going to change the whole world. A war the likes of which the world has never seen in all of history. And if out of sheer laziness or foolishness we refuse to do the will of Hashem, to leave the Sheker and come to the truth, as written above, within seconds, we are liable to find ourselves in a hopeless situation, heaven forbid. Or we can find ourselves in the midst of complete redemption. The choice is ours.